There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
We talked about Jared Schuster joining us a little bit later on. Let's bring him in now. This man's on a very special clock.
It's spring training time.
He has to take care of some business. Jared Schuster was the top pick by the Braves back in 20, and he is kind enough to sit down with us right now here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Jared, nice to meet you. Good to see you. Thanks for coming by and talking with us for a little while.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me on. Nice to meet you guys as well.
You're in camp. Is this the first time you've actually been with the big leaguers?
Yeah, first time. Third camp, but first time with on the side, yeah.
No longer on the backfields, at least for now. I know it's early in camp. What's the experience been like for you so far?
It's been awesome. Just getting to experience, like, seeing how the older players go about their business, seeing what they do to how they try to get better, and just trying to learn as much as I can while I'm with them.
How's the Wake Forest facility? Because I know Vanderbilt and Wake Forest are two of the places that people talk about that it's, you know, baseball has its place.
Yeah, Wake Forest is awesome. They treat us really well there, and then just the facilities they have there, just top notch, and it's really probably one of the best places in the country to develop players.
Yeah, somewhere on my phone, I might have pictures of the Orlando place that the Braves left compared to this, and I promise you, you'd go, well, they don't look the same, because they don't. This place is really to the benefit of players, especially young players, with the academy and everything they have going on in the backfield.
Yeah, we're really extremely lucky to be able to be here and call us home. They take care of us really well, and they give us meals. I think this is probably the best facility, spring training facility I've seen, so we're definitely lucky, and the Braves are definitely invested in their players.
Jared Schuster is here with us, like we said, out of Wake Forest, the first-round pick of the Braves back in 20. Looking at your Wikipedia page, you start for the varsity team in high school as a freshman, right?
Yeah.
And I looked at your numbers, and it seemed like it was beyond unfair. That had to be a surreal experience for you, starting varsity and doing what you did.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a great experience. I kind of expected to make varsity, but you never knew. But just to be able to have that success gave me a lot of confidence early on, and I think it honestly allowed me to continue on with baseball and continue down the path that has led me here.
When did you notice the first time that colleges were in the stands, or like how was that a sophomore type thing?
I think that freshman year, they were starting to notice just for them being, like, to see older guys, and I was just pitching that day or something. I think that was the first time I experienced them, like, contacting.
Are you willing to admit it might have been a little unfair, what you were doing to people? Just a little unfair.
He was 6-0 as a freshman with a 0.45 ERA.
Yeah, a little unfair.
It was pretty fun that year.
Did you see guys who shaved? I'm assuming you didn't shave then. Did you see guys who shaved and you said, I don't care?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even notice. I've been shaving for a while, but probably not back then. So it was a great experience.
And what was the college? Could you draft situation coming out of high school?
Probably not. I don't think the draft was right for me, and I don't think I was getting looked at, like, where it was going to take me away from Wake Forest. So I think it was an easy decision just to go to Wake.
And you go to Wake, and it's the polar opposite your freshman year there. You struggle a little bit. Was that really the first time you got challenged that way?
Yeah, 100%. I think, I definitely struggled, and I think it was a great experience just to learn a lot about myself and just motivate me to get better, and just having to deal with that adversity. Like, because now if you deal with adversity, like, you've been through it before, so it makes it easier.
What's it like to not have success and have to wait 5 days, 4 days to go get another start when you haven't had failure before?
Yeah, I mean, I think it tests your confidence a little bit, but I think it's you're kind of waiting to get back out there to get onto the next one and succeed the next time.
Did you do Cape Cod?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so
he sure did.
Well, because
I got his numbers. He sure did.
The I'm fascinated by that whole process about the invites. And Billy Wagner said, I don't know what I was doing there. He got there and changed his whole life. Other guys have talked about it that way, too. That is sort of well, college is certainly you're playing against men. Cape Cod League, it's the elite of the men who now you get an opportunity to face.
For sure, yeah. The Cape, I mean, just growing up in Massachusetts, you always hear about the Cape, and I was really excited to get to play there, and glad I performed well there and met a lot of good friends, had some good coaches there, and overall, it was just a really great experience.
He's got numbers. He's chomping at the bit.
4-0, 1.36 ERA, 36 strikeouts. So at that point, I would imagine if people weren't paying attention to Jared Schuster before that, they were paying attention then.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like you said, the first 2 years at Wake were a little bit of a struggle, so just being able to succeed there definitely gave me some confidence, and I learned a lot there to help me out my junior and then eventually get drafted.
Yeah. Did you break some bats? Because that's wood, really, for the first time. Did you find yourself? I'm really asking. Did you end up? You can go inside now because it's not aluminum, and if you break a couple of bats, good for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a pitcher's league because the hitters are obviously used to the aluminum bat, so it definitely gives a pitcher's low advantage. So,
did you have one of those? Did you live with a host family? Did you have one of those jobs at Friendly's Ice Cream? Like what?
No, I had a host family.
Making fribbles?
I had a host family, and they worked with the team, and they were great people. They treated me just like I was one of their own, so they definitely helped out with making the Cape a great summer, and I still keep in contact with them. So
yeah, there's a lot of fanfare around that league. Yeah. I mean, it really is. It's Norman Rockwell. I don't even know if you're old enough to know who Norman is, but it looks fake. Like the whole Cape Cod League with the ice cream and everything else that you sort of
Mom,
get with
Dad,
it.
Mom, Dad, and apple pie.
Yeah, it looks sort of fake.
Yeah, it's kind of like out of a movie, especially I was lucky enough to play for Orleans, which is one of the better spots for sure, and they get a bunch of fans. The views are awesome, so it was really great.
So what's the plan? Look, there are decision makers around here. What's the plan in your mind coming out of spring, and what are you hoping for?
I mean, I'm just trying to focus on what I can control, just trying to get better, just trying to learn from all these guys and taking the experience. And, I mean, whatever happens, I can be happy with it.
Is there somebody who's close? It doesn't have to even be a lefty, but I'd imagine maybe that. Is there somebody whose style almost fits you or personality that you sort of might find yourself gravitating towards over the next 6-7 weeks?
Me, Bryce, and Spencer Strider all came in the same draft class together, so we're all pretty close. So just learning from those guys who have been up there before and had success there, I think that'll be best.
Did you recognize Bryce when he came in?
I didn't.
Because he didn't.
I've seen him both ways, so I recognize him, but it was a little shock to see him without the beard and the hair.
Yeah. What about the Strider mustache? Were you there for the evolution of that, or is that?
I was. I mean, he had it. I think he had it when he got drafted, so I've seen it, but now he's obviously famous. It's obviously a famous mustache, so it's pretty cool to see.
Yeah. Well, Jared, listen, we appreciate you coming by. I wish you nothing but the best. And see if you can get me one of those shirts you have on. If you're watching on the Fans YouTube channel right now, he's got one of those ATL. It's like a beige-colored shirt, ATL Strength, with the Braves feather on it.
You do know that.
Let me have that.
I was waiting for it. He's sort of asking for somebody else to give him one, but he really wants that one, and I'm not sure. I'm a little bit surprised it took that long to ask. Yeah. We were out earlier, and the Louisville Slugger guys and the Wilson guys are here.
Yeah.
I've never seen a guy work so hard to try to get a T-shirt. And then when it didn't happen, thoroughly disappointed.
His feelings were hurt. Yeah.
He didn't get one. He says, look at this. You got a bag of them. He didn't get one. His feelings were hurt.
I'm just trying to plant the seed for anybody listening in the Braves organization right now. Jared, pleasure to meet you. Wish you nothing but the best. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck. Jared Schuster, Braves pitcher, first-round pick out of Wake Forest in 20, with us here down at spring training.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.